Why shouldn't activities of life rub elbows in a natural, spontaneous way? Why should we work one place, live another place, shop another place? When I speak of a city, I speak of a city as a place of meeting, and I don't mean just people, I mean a place where function and activity, and indeed the relationship between buildings, are brought together and carefully considered. Lucan put it very well, you know, when he said that, you know, it's possible to have a very, very ugly city made up of buildings that are individually engineering or aesthetic masterpieces. But turning handsprings architecturally is not the way to create proximity and a sense of unity. He went on to say that you could have a very, very beautiful city made up of fairly ordinary buildings that were well related to each other, and in turn those well related to the street, and all of it together in turn related to a mix of activity that kept that street and those buildings alive around the clock.
You're really talking about sense of community, aren't you? Community, relatedness, continuity. And architecture really has no meaning, doesn't matter how beautiful that single building may be.
Exactly. I have said, and I believe it more strongly as I get around and look at towns and look at the people that run them and look at the people that live in them, that architecture is first and foremost the structure of human interaction. It is the structure of human interaction, and I don't care how astute a building may be in an engineering sense, if it is antagonistic to the scale and the character and the identity and the deep as well as more pragmatic human needs of people, I consider it questionable.
One of the problems we have in Chicago, Studs, is that the architects here, through years of tradition, are still able to create masterpieces or certainly outstanding buildings which tend to be isolated from each other because they haven't learned how to develop the spaces that go with them. Now, you walk downtown, and Chicago is very proud of South Dearborn Street with good reason. We have three huge plazas there with sculpture in them, tremendous buildings. Millions upon millions of dollars have been spent on a Dearborn Street procession. And yet, the spaces are they don't really work as well as they should. They don't really give you the excitement that you want. Here and there, of course, they do. But the continuity between the building and the space that envelops it and relating one to the other is something that we haven't really learned how to do because we're still hooked on individual monuments. And the connective tissue, I think, is what we're talking about, is something we have got to
think about.
Put
it
in. It isn't there right now.
Bill Newman Boom, as you're talking, I think of how quickly, you know, this hour is gone. I see now this is simply part one. We're just beginning.
Yeah.
We've set the introduction now to what the problem is. It's obviously alienation. Alienation of one building from another, one piece of art from another, and people from one another. And this is the dream of Louis Sullivan, who lived in Chicago, a city of man or a city of things. And Bill Marlin and Bill Newman. Bill Marlin will soon be, his column soon to be read regularly in the Saturday Review, and now on the Christian Science Monitor for a number of years, editor of the Architectural Forum. Bill Newman, editor of Panorama, the Chicago Daily News, and who knows much about architecture as any man in town here, really. And we could have another round very soon involving what next, the dream of Mumford, in contrast with the dream and the vision of Buckminster Fuller, new towns, Kleenex architecture, and what people, communities can do about it. That's another session, I think. This one sets it up.
I wonder if I could say one thing. Yeah. Bill is the associate editor of the Architectural Record, so that this man bears more buckets of water on his shoulders than anybody I've ever come across. And he's a Chicago fellow. We have reason to be proud of him.
Let's have an interview too, sir. Let's have another round very shortly. We got to.
Well, round two and round three and round four is what our cities are about.
Okay,
our cities aren't going to give up, even if we do.
Coming up.
Thank you.
Bill Newman and Bill Marland, thank you very much.